Chapter 32. There is not much more to tell. Miss Marple's plan succeeded. Lawrence Redding was not an innocent man, and so the news that Mrs. Sadler had seen him change Mr. Hawes' pills did indeed make him do something stupid. His first thought, I imagine, must have been to run away. But he could not leave without telling Anne. So he went up to Old Hall that night, and two of Colonel Melchett's policemen followed him. He threw small stones at Anne's window to wake her up, and she came down to the garden to talk to him. So the two policemen heard the whole conversation. And it proved that Miss Marple had been right in every detail. Lawrence Redding and Anne Prothero were accused of the murder and found guilty in court. Inspector Slack was praised for his energy and ability. Nothing at all was said about Miss Marple's part in solving the crime, and that was how she wanted it. Lettice came to see me just after they were arrested. She wandered into my study and told me that she had always been sure her stepmother was involved. Saying that she had lost her yellow hat had been an excuse to search my study. She hoped that she would find something the police had not. But when she had found nothing, she had dropped Anne's earring by the desk.
I knew she had done it, so what did it matter if that proved she had killed him?
There are some things that Lettice will never understand. What are you going to do now? I asked her.
When it's all over, I am going abroad with my mother.
I looked up, surprised.
Didn't you guess? Mrs. Lestrange is my mother. She is dying, and she wanted to see me, so she came down here using a different name. Dr. Haydock helped her. He was in love with her once. I think he still is. Anyway, she went to see Father and told him she was dying and wanted to see me so much. Father was an awful man. He said I thought she was dead. But Mother sent a note to me, and I arranged to leave the tennis party early and meet her near the vicarage at 6:15. We left each other before 6:30, but afterwards I was frightened that the police might think she had killed Father. That was why I cut up that old picture of her. I was afraid the police might recognize it. Dr. Haydock was frightened too. Sometimes, I believe, he really thought she had done it.
She paused.
It's strange. She and I belong to each other. Father and I didn't. But Mother, well, I shall be with her till the end.
She got up and I held her hand. Someday, I hope, you will be happy. You deserve it, Lettice.
Do I really?
She said with a little laugh.
I'm not sure about that. Goodbye, Mr. Clement. You've been very kind to me always. You and Griselda.
Griselda? I needed to tell her how badly the anonymous letter had upset me. At first, she laughed, and then she told me that I should have trusted her.
However,
she added,
I'm going to be very serious and well-behaved from now on.
I found it hard to imagine Griselda like that. She continued,
You see, Len, I have something new coming into my life. It's coming into your life too. And you can't call me a dear child anymore when we have a real child of our own. I have also decided that since now I'm going to be a real wife and mother, I must look after the house as well. So I have bought 2 books, one on house management and one on mother love.
You haven't bought a book on how to treat a husband, have you? I asked as I put my arms round her.
I don't need to, said Griselda. I love you dearly. What more do you want?
Nothing, I said.
Could you say, just once, that you love me madly?
Griselda, I said, not only that, but I worship you. My wife was just about to kiss me when suddenly she pulled away.
Miss Marple's coming. Don't say a word to her about the baby. I don't want everyone telling me to lie down all the time. Tell her I've gone to play tennis. That will stop her thinking anything about babies.
Miss Marple came to the window, smiled, and asked for Griselda. Griselda, I said, has gone to play tennis.
Oh, but surely...
There was a worried expression in Miss Marple's eyes.
That is not wise just now.
And then her face went pink. So we quickly started to talk about the Prothero case and of Dr. Stone, who had turned out to be a well-known thief. Miss Cram, though, had been cleared of any crime. She had at last told the police that she had taken the suitcase to the woods, but had thought she was protecting Dr. Stone's archaeological discoveries from his enemies. Then Miss Marple said,
I hope dear Griselda is not doing too much. I was in the bookshop in Much Benham yesterday.
Poor Griselda. That book on mother love had given Miss Marple the clue. I wonder, I said, if you were to commit a murder, whether you would ever be found out.
What an awful idea, said Miss Marple. And how naughty of you, Mr. Clement.
She got up.
But of course, you are feeling very cheerful.
She paused by the window.
My love to dear Griselda, and tell her that any little secret is safe with me.
Really, Miss Marple, he is rather sweet.